So, I don't know whether there's something in the water or however you like, but I've been so horny recently, much more so than usual these past few weeks. I really have been quite insatiable, and it's beginning to worry me somewhat. And I don't know whether it's down to the fact that I've started posting to GWA, whether or not it's because I like the thought of people listening to me fuck myself for them and come for them or whatever, but I've been leaning towards getting myself off up to like 3 times a day, which I at least think is really quite terrible and probably won't be a very big deal at all to some of you, but it's it's becoming a bit of an issue for me. I have had a pretty trying day, so to speak. I'm in a new city here. I just moved to the capital, and I don't really know my way around yet. I managed to get lost on the way to somewhere I needed to be, which was pretty stressful. And then I made the mistake of listening to a certain audio that was sent to me while I was in public, which really was a choice made in haste, and that got me really on edge, I suppose, really frustrated. A little embarrassing, truthfully, but I found myself so desperate that even the slightest touch drove me crazy. Maybe somebody passing me on the stairs accidentally brushed my arm with theirs, or somebody trying to get past me, touch my lower back briefly, sitting on the tube and someone sits next to you and their knee just bumps yours, and things like that that just gave me goosebumps. And I'd find myself sitting down wherever I ended up with my thighs squeezed together a bit tighter than usual. And I'd be sat trying to concentrate and to have conversations with people, friends, and then get the most inappropriate thought, and I'd feel my eyes sort of gloss over as the most vulgar scene sort of unraveled itself in my mind, and I would start thinking about all the terrible things I'd want to do to you, and all the terrible things that I know you'd want to do to me. And it would drive me crazy. I'd be sat on the tube, showing the world my poker face, but in my head, I've got your cock in my mouth, and I'm looking up at you with it poking the back of my throat as you roll your head back and groan for me. And it's been difficult. And I love sucking your cock because I love having so much power and control over you. I think that I crave it honestly, and I think that's bad. I think that's very bad of me. I know that good girls like sucking cock because they get off on the way it feels in their mouth and the way it tastes, and because they want you to feel good and they want to make you feel so, so good. And I do too, of course I do. But the reason that sucking your cock gets me so wet isn't because of the way that it feels in my mouth. It's because I like having the control. I like seeing your knees buckle as you struggle to hold yourself up. And I crave the knowledge that I can just slip you out of my mouth and you'd have to beg me to put it back in. Or maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd grab a fistful of my hair and force your cock back down my throat. Maybe you'd tell me that I'm going to be a good girl for you. A good girl for daddy. Anyway, the point being, I am very, very worked up right now. Very worked up. And although I know London well, it's strange living here, which I think is adding to my general frustration at the moment. And I think I'm going to take that frustration, take all of this pent upness, if you will, and I think I'm gonna try at least and make myself calm. Although I'm not sure it will take that long really, because if I just slip a hand down between my legs, I am already ready to go. I'll tease myself a little bit. Just slowly, slowly rub my clit. And spread my legs a little bit wider. If I arch my back a little bit. Oh god. Oh, that feels good. Have a dildo with me that I plan on using, and I feel like it's staring at me. I know that sounds silly, but I feel like it's watching me. Maybe it's aching. Maybe it's aching as much as I am. Maybe it wants me to put it inside me. Maybe it wants me to come around it and pulse around it. I know I want to. Fuck. And I think I am already wet enough to just dive in with it. I don't think I am going to need any lube. I think that I am already so worked up that that won't be necessary, at least not this time. Oh fuck. I'm just, I realise I just cut you out a little bit, but I'm just rubbing it against my clit, rubbing the tip against my clit in little circles. Getting it wet. Fuck. Rubbing it against my slit. I'm fighting the urge to just sink it into me all in one go. I don't know if you can hear how wet I am. I don't know how good this microphone is, but it's quite loud in the room. I can hear it clearly. And I haven't even started fucking myself with it yet. I haven't actually got it inside me and it's already making these sounds, so fuck. To wait anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just. No, I don't want to come yet. I don't want to come yet. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to tease myself. I'm going to edge myself. I wish that I had someone to help me out with this. I love being face down, with my hips raised and just being slammed into. That's my favorite position. And I really want to sort of just get into that position and have somebody fuck this dildo into me. And maybe get a vibrator or maybe just rub my clit. But that would feel, oh fuck, that would feel amazing. Oh, and I'd want them to tell me to spread my legs wider, to arch my back, and to just take it. I just angle it. just angle it upwards a little. Oh, right there, right there. Oh, I'm gonna come around your cock. Oh, hard. I think I have another one inside me. And I don't think it's gonna take long to get that. I can't even open my eyes. I can still feel myself sort of clenching around it. Fuck. now. Right. Okay. Well, I have some cleaning up to do. Fuck, I don't want to move. Fuck. Jesus, okay. Wow, well, I mean, I hope that, I've lost my words, I can't speak. Fuck. I hope that this was okay. I hope it came out okay. I hope that you enjoyed that. If you did, then, you know, let me know. I like hearing people's stories and people's appreciation. So, yes, I will see you soon.